We begin the 3 weeks this coming Thursday, tomorrow. And this coming Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, is always the beginning of the 3 weeks. And so naturally we must ask the question, why does this period of mourning, this period of Avelus, the Ben HaMetzarim, begin with Parshas Pinchas? Moreover, Parshas Pinchas is a continuation of the narrative from last week's Parsha, Parshas Balak. It's a continuation of the story of Bilam and the continuing fight between Klal Yisrael and Midian. However, the second half of Parshas Pinchas takes a detour. Takes a detour to discuss in great length the various karbanos tzibur that are brought in every single day, every single Shabbos, every single Yom Tov, only to return to the narrative in next week's Parsha. So why the interruption with karbanos in the middle of this ongoing story? The 3 weeks culminate with the darkest day of the year, Tisha B'Av. This is the day when we mourn the destruction of both Bate Mikdash, among all other tragedies of the Jewish people. But to really understand the essence of this day, we must look back in history to the very first calamity that occurred on Tisha B'Av. And this leads us to the Chet Meraglim. The Chet Meraglim was the first of many tragedies to befall Am Yisrael on the day of Tisha B'Av. But what was the true essence of Chet Meraglim? What was the root, the nekuda, the shorish of their chet? The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis asks, why, while all the other psukim in Megillas Eicha are in order of the Aleph Beis, in one instance, the letter Pei is out of order with the letter Ayin. The pasuk beginning with Pei goes before the pasuk beginning with Ayin. And the Gemara answers that the spies spoke about the land, that which they did not actually see. Bishvil miraglim she'omru mashalo ro'u be'nei be'naim. They said that which they didn't see. In other words, they sinned with their mouths and they sinned with their eyes. The letter Pei represents the Peh, the mouth, while the letter Ayin represents the Ayin, the eye. The letters Pei and Ay are out of order in order to transmit this particular message. The Chet Meraglim involve the Ayin and the Pei, the eye and the mouth. By extension, they also sinned with their ears, in that Klal Yisrael listened to the Lashon Hara. In sum, the tikkun, the atonement, the kapara, the rectification of the 3 weeks entails fixing the Chet Meraglim, which is the speech, which is the hearing, and the seeing. This is captured in the very first word of each of the three Haftaros of the Ben HaMetzarim, Divrei, Shimu, Chazon. Divrei is the speech. Shimu is to hear, and Chazon is to see. These are the three Averos of the Chet Meraglim. So this first week of Parshas Pinchas is therefore the week to rectify speech, language, and conversation. The Haftorah is Divrei. The Medrash explains that Pinchas merited becoming Eliyahu Navi because he was so careful with how he spoke. This week is the week of the letter Peh, the mouth. This is the week to focus on the speech, the Koch of Dibur. The Svarim point out another theme of the 3 weeks, that the 3 weeks parallel the Gimel Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos respectively. And the first week, Parshas Pinchas, parallels the first of the Regalim, the Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach is a celebration of the speech. It's the redemption of the mouth. It's the atonement of slander, defamation, and disparagement. And there are a number of allusions to this theme within the Yontif of Pesach. Paro's name, Paro, is Pera, evil mouth. Pesach itself means Pesach, the mouth that speaks. Matzah is described as Lechem Oni, which is Lechem She'onim Alav Dvar Harbe, bread about which you say many things, say Halel Haggadah. It's a Yontif of celebrating the freedom of speech. Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, the very name, contains the letters Pesach, Pesamech Ches. And as for the Nun, the letter Nun in Pinchas, that symbolizes the 50 days from Pesach until Shavuos. And the Gematria Pinchas is the same exact Gematria as Lechem Oni, spelled without the Vav. It should be clear now how Parshas Pinchas is very appropriately the beginning of Bein HaMitzar. It's the week of the mouth, the peh, the speech, to rectify the speech of the Chet Meraglim. But how do we explain the second half of Parshas Pinchas? The part that goes into great detail about Karbanos, how does that fit into the picture here? I believe the answer is found in the last daf of Maseches Menachos, daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara teaches us that Osek Betaras Chatas Ki'ilu Hikrif Chatas, those who are Osek, those who learn, those who recite the Psukim of Chatas, it's as if you're bringing an actual Karban Chatas. The Gemara further says, Eilu Tamidi Chachamim HaAsukim V'Hilchos Avoda, those who learn, are engaged in the halachas of Beis HaMikdash Avoda Karbanos, Ma'ale Aleim Kakasuv Kilu Nivna Mikdash Bimehem. It's considered as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their days by simply learning the sugyas of Karbanos, sugyas of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, by reading the Psukim of the Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas is tantamount to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. What greater way to show the power of speech by saying these words? And in particular, how speech could rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which is what we're mourning during the 3 weeks. This is why we read Parshas Pinchas in the beginning of Bein HaMitzar, as an incredible inspiration, motivation, and chizuk, that we could just learn, use our speech properly, and we could bring back the Beis HaMikdash. May we be zoche to see that day soon when the actual Beis HaMikdash returns, with the bringing of the Karbanos, with the Gula Shlema Ba'amitas Meher V'Yameinu. Amen V'Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.